This is ridiculous. Over the years, people, the school curriculum has been changing every 2 or 3 years. Families that are having to renew the books, they couldn't pass them down to the second child coming along and the third child coming along. There's really no such a thing as second-hand bookshops out there or anything anymore. The government needs to be able to take these things under control and say enough is enough. They need to come out there, they need to subsidise these, they need to maybe do away with the idea of school books and bring them in electronic form, which is the tablet. And it's worked well for a lot of schools. It's at a fraction of the price, and this is what is needed out there to try and curb these spiralling costs.
Have you yourself been contacted by local families who are currently struggling?
I have been contacted by a number of families, and I'm on a couple of boards of management that's out there of schools, and it is the main concerns in one school that I'm involved in, or that is they've taken the initiative themselves about different costs within the school to try and keep it down. They know the families that's out there. They know the families are struggling out there, and this it's not acceptable, especially with the crisis that's going on here at the moment. There's ordinary people worrying about the price of books and things like that going back to school and not realising that over the summer months that they may have out the price of a uniform as well, which is something that they maybe purchased 2 years ago because their child has outgrown it or whatever else. But the only aspect that I would say, we need to be able to subsidise the likes of these uniforms for the families that need them, and the same with the school books, because at the end of it, it's a rip-off, and realistically, it's the government just need to get real and actually take on the concerns of the ordinary 5 years. It's all right for those out there, the big earners, that can withstand that kind of cost. But the ordinary low earner and those unemployed, they cannot. Reality to it, it's beyond even comprehension to think of. But the government needs to get real in relation to this and take these concerns on board.